This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
That's a magic number. Morrell going to third. He will slide. He's got a triple.
Rose trying to get open. Fires away. It's over. The Bulls win. That's a buzzer.
Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen. It is Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. What a day today. Cubs baseball is already finished. Sox playing in a little bit. And the Bears can't seem to figure out how they're going to be playing on Sunday versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But we're going to be talking about it all. Josh Schrock's going to be joining me at 6:25. Carmen Vitale at 7. Hello, Tony Andracki at 8. It's going to be a great show. But right now, the way I start to show off when I am here riding solo is it's called the trifecta. These are the top three stories that have been living in my brain. Now, the reality is this. Just like you, I'm always on Twitter. I'm always on, you know, checking the stories, seeing everything that's going on there. So it's hard to kind of pick just three. I mean, very clear. But today, these seem to kind of just define themselves. And I will say this, though. Shout out to Parkins and Spiegel. What a fantastic show they had today. I mean, talk about A-plus radio. I mean, where's the podcast of today's show? I want to watch that. That's going to be great. So make sure you download that Odyssey app so you can get all podcasts, including my own, that involve your trifecta, ladies and gentlemen.
Number three.
Warner is at second, two away. Top of the ninth, Rockies up 7-3. Suzuki digs in, 2-2 the count. Kinley sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ball game over, and the Cubs end up losing 2 of 3 in Colorado. The Rockies win the finale 7-3.
Might have to get a new trio to take care of these Cubs games. Zach Zabin on the call for the last three. I was filling in Monday and Tuesday. Cubs losing 2 out of 3 to the Rockies. No one expected this. No one at all. Pete Carr-Armstrong not necessarily getting off to a hot start for himself, but the Cubs got off to a hot start today. Cody Bellinger had a nice little RBI in the first. Dansby Swanson and Seiya stepped up in the third to give the Cubs a 3-0 lead. Then in the fourth, Cubs would give one back. Tried mightily to hold on to it, but the Cubs wouldn't score for the rest of the game. In the fifth, Nolan Jones and Mr. Montero hit homers. And then in the seventh, Chris Bryant, back-to-back days, going yard for the Rockies. And then finally, Ryan McMahon topping off the four home straight home runs in a few innings for the Rockies, giving them the victory 7-3. Cubs needed these. There's no other way around it. Cubs needed these victories. These are the games you look at and you almost, like, it's foolish to say it should be a sweep because it's baseball. That stuff just doesn't happen. It's hard to do that. But you most certainly felt comfortable in winning the series. So it was unfortunate that after performances by, you know, Jameson Taillon today, the Cubs couldn't put together something. And now it doesn't get any easier for the Cubs. Three-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks, a team that is trying to solidify their wild card spot. So before they take on the Pirates and the Rockies again next week, three-game set versus the Diamondbacks. You can listen to that right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Number two
story inside of the trifecta is Sox split yesterday. They got another one today at 6:40. And the only reason why I'm even talking about this is because it was two polar opposites of pitching performances. You had Dylan Cease, who can care less about anything. Usually we get clips from people, pitchers, you know, managers and stuff during the post game, and they're, you know, respectable answers, 20, 25, 30 seconds, whatever it is. Every single one of Dylan Cease's cuts yesterday, less than 10 seconds. Some of them are like 6 seconds. Most certainly didn't care, but the Sox won the first one, 6-2, and then second game, they lose 11-10. Touki Toussaint, I tried to tell anyone that was listening, he is the biggest hit-or-miss pitcher that probably in all of baseball, like in the bigs right now. One inning pitch, gave up 8 runs, but that's what he does. He either strikes out a ton or walks a ton and can't seem to figure it out. So hopefully the White Sox can put together some stuff for him in the offseason. Pedro Grifol talked about Dylan Cease and felt as though it was a pretty good performance for Cease.
All right, Dylan threw the ball good. His pitch count ran up there. Ended up giving us 5 1/3. I thought he kept him off balance. But like I said, his pitch count ran up there pretty high. Shaw came in, did a really good job of getting us out of trouble and threw another clean inning. Ramsey got us 2 big outs there. And Santos came in and did a really good job against a good hitter in a tough situation. Threw him a slider, got a pop-up, and then came out and got a 1-2-3 through 13 pitches and, you know, got us the win on the offensive side. You know, T.A. with a couple hits. Sheets and Andrews with a couple RBIs. Andrews with a big RBI there to tack on another run. And on the defensive side, I thought Robert set the tone in that first inning with that play in left center field on a ball hit by Salvi. That was a big play in this game. It was a long time ago, but it was a big play in this game.
Man, just hearing Pedro Grifol speak is almost sad. It's like in zero emotion. It's like he's almost praying that no one asks a follow-up question. But he talked about the entire team there. And I mentioned earlier about Dylan Cease not showing much emotion. Pedro Grifol talked about that as well.
Yeah, you know, he never really shows too much emotion. So body language is the same to me. And the stuff is the same. You know, the fastball's still up there at 97. His breaking balls are good. You know, obviously we want him to get quicker outs, and I'm sure he does too, so he can stay in the game a little longer. But, you know, when you got a high strikeout guy like he is, you're going to get high pitch counts. And, you know, that's something that we'll continue to work on. He'll continue to work on. And, you know, he's young, man. We're going to figure this thing out, and he's gonna be a good one for a long time.
Could you hear it? Could you hear it in the clip? The sound of a manager that, like Ozzy says, and most people saying, I don't want to say he sounded like he wanted to be his friend, but it was definitely like, I don't want to rub that player the wrong way. That's what it sounded like to me. Like, or not even that. Maybe just, I don't know. Five and a third is not enough. Won the game, pitched well, but you know what? Hey, you pointed to some things, wish he could pitch faster, but then you know what you said after that? I'm sure he does too. It's like, no, bro. Be the manager. Talk about what you want to see different from Dylan Cease, young man. We'll figure it out. What are you talking about? Last year he was damn near a runner-up for the Cy Young. Not figure it out. Get it back. I don't know. I don't want to get emotional about the White Sox. So let's go to the last one. Inside the trifecta, ladies and gentlemen.
Number one.
And it is the Chicago Bears. I have been obsessing about the Chicago Bears all day today. And it has been about their game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I went and watched the Bucs versus the Vikings again just to kind of see, like, what the hell happened, right? And, like, Baker Mayfield, if you remember the last couple of games of the season last year when he was playing for the Rams, did well. I remember he won a game in the last, like, 2 minutes, scored a touchdown.
Thursday night game against the Raiders.
I remember it vividly, Tyler, because I lost money on that game. And I was like, no way Baker Mayfield's coming in 3 days and, you know, anyway. So you're watching him and you're like, okay, Baker Mayfield with some weapons and a damn good defense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a damn good defense. And so it's almost a recipe for, you know, above average-ness. And that's where they find themselves. So I try to figure out, how are the Bears going to win? Is it going to be because Justin Fields in the offense puts up a ton of points on that defense? Or is it the defense putting the clamps down on a Baker Mayfield and a Mike Evans and a Chris Godwin? Well, Dave wants that. He was on with Mully and Hall yesterday, and I like what he said about this Bears defense, because he suggested something that he would do to make it a little bit better.
Well, you know what I would do, guys, and not to jump ahead here, but I would go in if I was Flus, and I would say, we're not going to get pressure that we need to help with our four-man rush. We need the blitz. I don't think we, and it's, I don't care if it's a linebacker, right, if it's Edmonds, if it's Edwards, if it's a safety. But guys, we got, and that's a little bit out of our package, but we got to come up with something. We got to pressure the quarterback.
And I love it, because there were moments in the game on Sunday, several third downs, where I thought to myself, you're just allowing Jordan Love to pick you to pieces. This is a guy who's started only a handful of games, the equivalent of a rookie who just, you know, studied a couple extra classes under Aaron Rodgers. Put him under pressure. I'd rather, if I'm going to pick the lesser of two evils, it is going to be the one where you put pressure on a young quarterback to make a decision rather than sit back and hope that that young quarterback makes a bad decision on his own. And that's what you're hoping for when you're playing that cover two. You're not putting any pressure, not blitzing anyone. You're forcing Jordan Love to make a mistake, and he didn't. He didn't. He was driving down the field, putting up tutties, converting third downs. So the blitz seems right to me. But when it comes to the question of whether or not the Bears will be able to play better defense on Sunday, Dave Wannstedt mentioned that as well.
Baker's MO, even when he was at Cleveland, is he gets a couple wins under his belt. He can't handle success. Yeah. You know, he goes crazy with it.
So he'll be throwing the ball away.
He might. Well, I don't know if one win, you know, he might be. But I'll tell you what, the advantage the Bears will have this week, they don't really have a running game. If you look at the running statistics, Tampa, it's not that they don't want to run the ball. You know, they kind of rotated running backs, and their rushing yards last week against Minnesota were below average, in my opinion. So if you got a team that, it's not like Aaron Jones and Dylan at Green Bay. These backs are not in that category. The offensive line is not in that category. So the Bears defense should fare well this week. Just add a little bit of pressure on third down, and I think we'll play good defense.
From your lips to the football god's ears, Mr. Dave Wannstedt, I most certainly hope so. I think the defense is capable. I'll tell you right now, they need some positive reinforcement. They cannot. All right, let me. I'll go on a rant. Here goes. That's your trifecta, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a magic number.
Right here on 670 The Score, I am Gabe Ramirez, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. And I just want to go back to, you know, the Bears and them needing some positive reinforcement. You know how many people I talked to about the end of, or the second half of the game where players were visibly frustrated on the sidelines? And I've had this conversation with several people now. Like, damn, but the Bears players, they look so pissed on the sidelines. Oh, man, they were really upset. They look so disappointed. And then I had to remind each and every one of those people, and maybe I'm doing it for you as well, and it was that the fact that each of those players were by themselves. Every time you saw someone down and out, and not that people need to be sulking together, but there was no camaraderie. There was no, don't trip, fellas. It's all good. We're going to be okay. It looked very much like, damn, what did I get myself into? Damn, this team sucks. Damn. You know, whatever they're thinking, this is my little telenovela that I'm playing in my head as I'm watching these people. But to me, that's the visual I got. It didn't look like a team that felt like they had a bad game. It looked like a team that understood that they were bad. That's just my interpretation, though. What can I say? And the fans, they let the players hear it, booing on Sunday. And I think that the fans were booing because it felt eerily similar to last year when there should have been some sort of upgrade. And without seeing that, Bears fans were left with nothing to do but to boo. Now, Jaquan Brisker, he was on with Bernstein and Holmes yesterday. This has been making its rounds on social media. But he referenced the booing by Bears fans on Sunday as well.
I could understand, so don't get me wrong when I say this, or don't take it the wrong way. I understand, you know, the boos with the refs, you know, if they make a call or bad call, things like that at home. Maybe a certain play call on offense or whatever. But, like, the booing early, maybe, like, the first, second, third, like, the game's not but over. You know, that's tough. You know, the Bears fans should have our back a lot more and be more patient. You know, they came out to see us win. And we see teams, you know, across the league, you know, last year, you know, years ago. The game's never over till it hits zero. So I feel like, you know, we got booed, you know, very early, which – the game wasn't over. We still were in it. We got booed, and then next thing you know, we scored. So it's just like, you know, if they just, you know, be a little bit more patient, just a lot more patient with us and just have our back, you know, just have our back until it says zero. And then maybe I understand at the end, or maybe certain calls in the game, you know, with the refs, you know, things like that. You know, fans going to have just certain boos, but not booing all the time or, you know, just most of the game.
I feel bad for him listening to that thing because it sounds sad. And I want to be fair, and I hear what he's saying. You want to boo the refs, you want to boo that, like, don't boo to the end. Like, I get that, but that's never going to happen. Fans in general, regardless of the sport, are not going to save their boos and their emotion until the clock hits zeros. Let's be very clear on that. But I hear what you're saying, Jaquan, right? Like, damn, support us a little bit. The issue with your statement, though, is you are looking at it like an isolated incident. And you're like, in this moment, I wish Bears fans would have supported us and waited, you know, to the end to see what could have happened. Because the touchdown he's referencing, at that point, it was 3 minutes left and the Bears were down by 18. So I mean, even then, it's not likely that the Bears are going to come back. You picking up what I'm putting down? So, again, I hear what you're saying, but the fact of the matter is you're looking at it like an isolated incident, and this is something that has been going on forever. It is like when you were arguing with your significant other, and they are mad that you didn't do the dishes. It's not because you didn't do the dishes today. It's because your ass never does the dishes, and you always procrastinate on stuff. So it's a bigger issue that's there. It's not just that one. But I get it. And I think fans have the right to boo. Play a little bit better, Papa. And then people won't be doing that, all right? We get to talk to someone about the booing, about the Bears' first week, and more important, looking ahead to week two against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is there hope for the Bears in week two? Can they bounce back? Or have we seen who the Bears are, a team that possibly could end up 0-2. We talked to Josh Schrock next from NBC Sports Chicago, and he'll answer all of those questions for us next. It's Gabe Ramirez here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We already visited about that. I think it was maybe Sunday after the game or Monday it was. But, you guys all saw the plays, you know, that and again, the perimeter blocking needed to improve for all of us. And we're going to get that, work hard to get that done.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Coach Eberflus talking about just basically everything the Bears need. Imagine that. We watched the game. We saw that there were issues. Imagine having to go back, watch tape, and actually talk to your players about it. That had to have been difficult. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. And leading up to week 2, we've got you covered here with the latest updates on the Bears going into week 2 against Tampa. All you got to do is download the Odyssey app, search 670 The Score, tap follow, and then you're going to receive alerts, tons of Bears coverage. If Mark Grody or myself, we end up going live on the app, anything like that, they'll give you a notification letting you know. And if you can't get enough Bears coverage, check out the Take the North podcast. David Haw, Dan Weederer, two of the best talking about your favorite team with the biggest news and storylines ahead of Sunday's game. Follow Take the North on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, joining us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, from NBC Sports, and are just, you know, he's a Bears insider over there. He's a really good guy. Catch him on football night in Chicago. Also the co-host of Under Center Podcast. It is none other than Josh Schrock. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, Gabe, how we doing?
You know, it's a tough question to ask after this week, right? I know nobody really wants to give you the real answer. But I always like reading your stuff because it is unbiased. And I guess for me, let's start with the positives before we start trashing the Bears. Were there any for you after Sunday?
Honestly, very, very, very few. I think you had to like what you saw to Roschon Johnson in garbage time. I thought he ran hard, physical runner, good pass protector. You can see he's going to start to gobble up snaps, I think, as the season goes along. That's a positive. Darnell Mooney looking like he was back to 100%. That's certainly a positive. And then they figured out the punt returner spot finally, right? Trent Taylor can catch a punt and knows to stick his feet at the 10 and let it go over his head. So three very small silver linings in what was an ugly, ugly affair. I don't think there's a ton to write home about.
No, not at all. When you can be like, or when you have to be like, yeah, woof, those punts, those fair catches, clean, no issues there. You're like, God, that's where we're at. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, is that where we're at? Roschon Johnson in garbage time. All right, fine. I get it. All right, let's stick with the running backs for a second. You know, Khalil Herbert, I think a lot of people were so hot or big and then like harping onto the fact that he led the league in yards per rush. But, you know, that statistic can be misleading, right? If you have a handful of breakaway runs and then everything else is below average, then yeah, your average is going to be high, but your efficiency is low. And I think we saw a little bit of that on Sunday. And then I was disappointed in the fact that we didn't see Dante Foreman running through the tackles more than we did. And initially it seemed odd, Josh, to see Dante Foreman continuously being asked to go outside. So, I mean, just assess the running back situation as a whole for the Bears after Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really honestly hard to assess the running back situation just because the running game was so poor altogether. I mean, the offensive line looked like a unit that four of those guys, at least two of them, missed a ton of time almost all of camp. They hadn't played together at all. There weren't a ton of open lanes. And, you know, when they were, I didn't think guys ran especially hard. I think I want to see more out of Dante Foreman. I really liked what I saw out of him in camp. I think he's a more every down back with explosive potential. I like Herbert as a change of pace guy like he was last year. I think he plays better off of someone who can kind of bang the defense a little bit inside. But I really think we're going to start seeing more and more of Roschon Johnson for a couple reasons. First, the physicality, like I mentioned. But I think the pass protection is a big element here. Khalil Herbert said he worked on it in the offseason. I'm sure he did. It didn't show up in the preseason games. It didn't really show up on Sunday.
I'm sure you did, sir.
And I have no doubt we worked at it. It just hasn't shown up. And Roschon has no problem sticking his face mask in there and putting a hat on someone. And the Bears are going to need that if this offensive line is going to continue to be what it was in pass protection on Sunday.
I love what you said about Dante Foreman being, or in your eyes, a lead back. And Khalil Herbert being the change of pace guy. Because in my mind, that's what I thought was going to happen with this running back room, you know, 3 weeks into the season, where it was like, oh, Foreman is your bruiser. And then Khalil Herbert comes in to like kind of, you know, change things up. And then Roschon just kind of cleans up everything that's there. It's 1 week, right? So I'm sure we're going to see a ton more and ton of different things from this Bears team. Now let's talk about that offensive line. Man, anyone that would listen, first of all, I will say it to you because I won't say it in Grody's face, but anytime I talk to Grody, Grotes, tell me how DJ Moore is going to get to 1,000 yards. I'm like, tell me how Justin Fields is going to get to over 3,000 yards passing. And then the explanation seems so simple. What do you mean? You know, 180 yards a game or, you know, for Justin Fields or, you know, oh, that's just, you know, 70 yards for, and I was like, but how is he going to get 70 yards? And I got trashed for that. And then week one comes, two catches, 20-some yards. Grody won't even look me in the eye. Like,
He won't even look me in the eye, and I don't even want. I'm embarrassed that I was right, Josh. I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I am sad that I was right. I look at the box going like, damn. I didn't want to be right. Thinking about, you know, thinking about DJ Moore having two catches for 23 yards. We saw a level of frustration from him. What did you interpret it as? Did you interpret it as, yeah, well, I'll just leave it at that. I'll leave it a vague question. What did you interpret his frustration to be?
Yeah, I think it probably boils down to the number of targets, and I think a lot of it is probably, I mean, he's played with not good quarterbacks, but they gave him a chance, and I think some of that frustration is probably that Justin just didn't give him the chance to make plays right, and Justin talked about that today. He was like, yeah, I watched the film, and there were times where I just need to let it rip and let DJ be DJ and just give him a chance to make a play because he's capable of doing that. And I think from DJ's perspective, that's what they kind of did all camp. Like, even on days when, you know, we'd be out there and we'd tell you the offense is not good, there was always, almost always, a big completion to DJ doing something, just Justin letting him make a play. And that didn't show up right on Sunday. There was no, you know what, DJ's maybe kind of covered, or, you know, they have a zone look here, but I'm just going to rip it. I'm going to throw it in his vicinity and trust that he can make a play. That didn't happen. I think that was probably a big part of it, was not only the two targets, but just like, hey man, just trust me. Trust me that I'm that guy and I can help you out. I can't be your AJ Brown if I get two targets a game.
That's a great point. I was like trying to figure out what his frustration was for, but that makes sense, where it's like, it's not even a, I don't think you're good, or I don't think this team's good, which is where I was leaning towards.
It is
most certainly just give me a shot, bro. Just give me a chance, bro. I can do this. And it was interesting to hear, you know, Justin speak, and I'll read his quote here. He said, I felt like I was a little bit too conservative at times during the game. Definitely with guys like DJ and Clay and Chase on the outside. If we do have one-on-one on the outside, potentially throwing it up and seeing what happens. With them, they're great playmakers, and they can most likely come up with a 50-50 ball. Definitely want to give them more chances deep down the field. I feel like whenever I've heard quarterbacks talk about their wide receivers in that sense, the words most likely never come out when talking about that, right? It's like, hey, yeah, I gotta give them a chance to go get it. Or I think, you know, I put it up there because I know DJ will come down with the ball. Rarely do I hear someone say, with great playmakers, they most likely can come up with this 50-50 ball.
Right. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I'm honestly, like, there's been some odd quotes this week. The vibes are kind of not good right now at Halas Hall. It was really bleak today. For it's 1 week, they're 0-1. They got crushed by the Packers. It's a game they clearly wanted and they had all this time to prepare for, but it felt a lot more like a team that was, you know, 2-7 than 0-1. And that's not the vibes you want. I mean, those aren't the quotes you want. You have Matt Eberflus talking about, you played the clip, you know, I met with Chase Claypool. He's, you know, talking about, yeah, everything's open, we might make him inactive. It's, nothing's good right now. And I think the conservative talk from Justin, I wonder, so much of last year, right, was everyone telling him, take the easy pass, right? Just get to the check down. Don't hold it too long. Don't try to be a hero. And then he takes the check down. He takes the cheese. He does the short passes. And everyone's like, man, why don't you give people a chance? He's like, man, I'm being conservative. I'm not turning the ball over. And it's all about finding the happy medium.
Yeah. And I think, Josh, when you're looking at Justin Fields, you want him to – you want that confidence that he has, that natural confidence, to translate into gameplay, right?
Yep.
Whether and I think that – and it goes down back to that quote that I just mentioned. I want Justin Fields to have to know that – to be as confident in his wide receivers as he is in himself. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Where it's like, you can't control the whole game, Justin. And I think that's where he needs to get out of his head. Like, you're so used to being the alpha and the best player on the field. And then you have to rely on other people in the NFL. Like, that Patrick Mahomes throws the ball willingly to Travis Kelce, even if he's covered, because that's just the kind of confidence that he has and trust that he has in that guy. But why do you think that Justin can't seem to muster up that confidence? Do you think it's just his style of play, or do you think that he's just scorned from having played with bad wide receivers over the last couple of years?
I don't know if it's scorned from bad wide receivers. It might be just scorned from the situation in general, right? I think especially for young quarterbacks in the NFL, when you find yourself, fate puts you in a situation like Justin found himself in that first year with Matt Nagy, terrible situation. New regime comes in, rebuild, maybe even a worse situation. Like, there's not a whole lot of confidence that the line's going to block for you, that people are going to get open. There's not, I mean, based on the tape from Sunday, there can't be a whole lot of confidence that some of these concepts are working or that people are running the concepts correctly. So I think for him, that probably boils down to, like, I don't have confidence that any of this is going to work around me because it hasn't so far. So I'm going to have to do it myself. And he's got to just play freer. I think they need to do a better job of letting Justin be Justin. I thought on Sunday that offense looked a lot like the offense from the first 6 weeks of last year, where they were like, hey, do this. And then it was like, well, he's not really into doing that. So then they made it Justin's offense. They need to mix that and, like, let him be Justin and not just do that, whatever that was. That needs to go away.
We're talking to Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago here on 670 The Score. I am Gabe Ramirez. How much blame should be placed on Eberflus? Because last year I felt like it was no big deal, right? Everything was masked. Mm-hmm. We were evaluating. We don't care. And we really didn't. We almost started to look at the coaching last year, but we were like, nah, this team sucks. We're not going to be able to do it. And then this year, after week one, you're like, okay, wait, this is the same thing. Like, maybe mm-hmm. we should be looking at Coach Eberflus.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that in the NFL, everything starts at the top. And I thought a good thing that they did last year was make in-game adjustments. And they had players that, even though they weren't very good, they all bought in. And two things on Sunday that didn't happen: there were no adjustments. And some of the players, there was no buy-in. I mean, you cannot tell me that Chase Claypool is bought in with whatever that was. And I mean, part of it's got to rest at Matt Eberflus's feet, right? He's 3-15. You have all this time to prepare for week one. Like, they get into the red zone and you're telling me they don't have one or two plays that they'd worked on for 5 weeks that are like, we're going to score with this. And they couldn't do it. I mean, they were unprepared. They were undisciplined. And I mean, a lot of it also has to go back to time on turf, right? We talked about all the injuries in training camp, and everyone said, hey, it's not going to be a big deal if they're ready for week one. Well, it is a big deal because they didn't look like a team that was ready to play because they hadn't played.
Yeah, and that's something that so many people have been talking about, right, Josh, where it's like, mm-hmm. I did the post game for the Bears on Fox mm-hmm. 32 with Corey Wooten, former Chicago Bear, and yep. all he would talk about during commercials was the fact that it's obvious these guys didn't play in the preseason. He's like, this yep. is what they need. These guys need to play. Like, he was so angry talking about people needing to play in the preseason because he's a true fan, just like I am, right? We were watching this yep. game together. We got to go on TV afterwards and speak pleasantries. And we're genuinely upset and angry about this Bears and the situation that they're in. But the good thing is this: in the NFL, well, at least at this point, there are 16 more games. Next up, yep. Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Chicago Bears. I mean, I'm sure you watched the tape. Is Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are they for real? Or was that some catching Minnesota off guard for week one of the season?
Yeah, I think it can be a little bit of both. When I watch the tape, the Bucs defense is very, very, very good. They are veteran. They are star-laden. They are healthy. Shaq Barrett, Levante David, Devin White, Carlton Davis in practice today, but Jamel Dean. And they've got dudes, and Todd Bowles is going to send every blitz imaginable at Justin on Sunday. I mean, he loves blitzing young quarterbacks. He's going to send all sorts of looks at him. So that side of the ball, they're real. Offensively, I mean, until 3 minutes left in the second quarter, the Bucs had 30 yards of offense. And, you know, the Vikings just couldn't get out of their own way. Baker hits Mike Evans for a touchdown. All of a sudden, 10-10. And, you know, the Bucs created three turnovers, gave Baker a chance. To his credit, he didn't turn the ball over, which is how they want to win. But they're not a very good running team, which that's good news for the Bears because, I mean, DeMarcus Walker can tell me they stopped the run. Aaron Jones only played 2.5 quarters. Right. So a little bit here or there. So I think the Bucs defense is for real. The offense, you know, jury's still out. Baker's been inconsistent his whole career. You know, Mike Evans is legit. You don't put up 9 straight, you know, years of 1,000 yards and not be good. The offensive line has been kind of mishmash. The Bears don't create pressure very well. So it's going to be interesting. And it's a game, honestly, Gabe, they have to win. They can't be 0-2 going to Kansas City.
No.
And especially after, what just happened. So it's a really early gut check moment to just see what this team is made of and what the leadership is. Like, you had Justin Fields and Jaquan Brisker today talking about how they sent each other texts after Sunday saying, hey, we both need to bring the energy. The energy was low. You take care of the offensive energy. I'll take care of the defensive energy. Like, energy should not be a problem in the opener against a rival. That's a huge red flag.
Mm-hmm. Like a huge, the one that they twirl around when you score a touchdown, like a big red flag that on week one. I mean, but again, we can't say it enough and stress it enough. It still is a long season.
Correct.
The beauty of the NFL is that you can get hot at any moment. And the hope, like you mentioned earlier in this interview, Josh, is that the Bears can get back to doing what they did well last year, which is adjusting and having players buy in. And if they can do those two things, at least we'll see a couple more victories than we did last year. Josh, thanks so much for hanging out with me, man. Always enjoy talking to you.
Hey, you got it, Gabe. Anytime, man. Have a good one.
Of course, you too. Josh Schrock, Bears insider for NBC Sports Chicago, hanging out with us here on 670 The Score. Ooh! Bears 0-2 heading into Kansas City. Por favor, Diosito lindo, no. Do not let that happen. It was bad enough to try to talk to Bears fans about a fictitious moment where the Bears would lose to the Packers. That got a ton of fun phone calls. But to have to think about the Bears being 0-3, losing to the Buccaneers, two games that were literal dubs as you went through the season were against the Green Bay Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're like, Jordan Love against Justin Fields, dub. After that, Tom Brady's gone and they signed Baker Mayfield, 2-0 Bears. And Patrick Mahomes better watch out. Now it's like, please, baby Jesus, do not let the Bears finish 0-2 heading into. Oh, man. All right. Bears do take on the Packers, or excuse me, the Buccaneers on Sunday. So on the other side, going to tell you whether or not Baker Mayfield will be stealing signs from the Chicago Bears. Because he did steal signs from the Vikings. Well, not steal. Kind of just noticed. We'll talk about that after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think week to week we do what we think is the best, you know, to affect the quarterback, and that certainly could be the case this week. And you know, we'll see where it goes. You know, but I do know that affecting the quarterback is the process that we want to get done. I don't think we did it well enough last week, and we need to get that done.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Coach Eberflus talking about the upcoming matchup versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where the pressure needs to come from, and sheesh, I hope he has a game plan in place, because as Josh Rock just mentioned, Tampa Bay defense, I think he threw three varies in there. He was like, the Tampa Bay defense is very, very, actually he didn't, just said very good three times, very good. Very. What did he say exactly? Was it very good or very three times?
Very, very, very good.
Very good. I knew it was something like that. So the Bears are going to have their hands full taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am going to be, I'll be doing a Miller Lite Brewing View with Corey Wooten. I think we're going to be at JL Pizza and Sports Bar in Johnsburg. That's far, bro. Like an hour and 20 minutes away.
Ooh.
I know, trust me. Not my favorite, but do it for the fans. Do it for Fox 32. Do it for the Bears in the post game. And hopefully we'll be talking about a winner, because the Bears need to bounce back. And they cannot end up 0-2 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That would just be, oh my goodness. Could you imagine? No, let's not even go. Let's just talk about how they fared this weekend and how they ended up beating the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the Vikings seemed overconfident. Like, there was no way they were going to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're like, we won, you know, 100 games last year. We're not going to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Kirk Cousins, I don't know if it's just me, but as that game progressed and as we got to the end, all I could think to myself was, I cannot wait to watch this episode on quarterbacks, even though he's not going to be on there next year. But I just would wish I could see, like, what they were talking about in that situation, because, man, what a game It was a good one, and it put fear in the hearts of all Chicago Bears fans. But when you're looking at the stat lines, I mean, Baker Mayfield, 21 for 34, 173 yards, two tutties. Rashad White, their leading running back, 17 carries, 40 yards. The longest run they had all day last week Sunday was 6 yards. Bruh, that's bad. 6 yards was your longest. Justin Fields falls forward for more than 6 yards. That's interesting.
Bears run defense needs some confidence. They need to go in there and clamp down more than Minnesota's defense.
That's the hope. But the issue is, if they can't put any pressure on Baker Mayfield, will he dissect the Bears secondary the same way he did the Minnesota Vikings? Mike Evans, 6 catches, 6 yards with a tutty, targeted 10 times. Chris Godwin targeted 6 times, caught 5 of those for 51 yards. But when you're looking at the defensive side of the ball, right, that's what we really need to be pointing out. He only had 1 sack last week. Obviously, Kirk Cousins, a magician with the football, able to get it out early as possible. But they did have 3 pass deflections. And that's from Kirk Cousins, who's extremely accurate. So let's just hope that none of those turn into interceptions, because Christian Eisen, he did get an interception, and he also had a pass deflection. So he was all over the ball. So the things we ought to be looking at as the Bears are heading into this matchup against Tampa Bay. And we get to continue the conversation about the Chicago Bears with our next guest. She will be joining us and talking primarily about the NFC North. That's what she covers for Fox Sports. And I'm curious if after one game, do the Packers, or after one weekend, I should say, who does she feel is going to be atop the NFC North when the season is over? Carmen Vitale joins the show. Do not go anywhere, as she gives us all her insights on the NFC North. That's next, right here on 670 The Score.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I think week to week we do what we think is the best, you know, to affect the quarterback, and that certainly could be the case this week, and, you know, we'll see where it goes, you know. But I do know that affecting the quarterback is the process that we want to get done. I don't think we did it well enough last week, and going forward, we need to get that done.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Coach Eberflus talking about the upcoming matchup versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where the pressure needs to come from, and sheesh, I hope he has a game plan in place, because as Josh Rock just mentioned, Tampa Bay defense, I think he threw three varies in there. He was like, the Tampa Bay defense is very, very, actually he didn't, just said very good three times, very good. Very, what did he say exactly? Was it very good or very three times?
Very, very, very good.
Very good. I knew it was something like that. So the Bears are going to have their hands full taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am going to be, I'll be doing a Miller Lite Brew and View with Corey Wooten. I think we're going to be at JL Pizza and Sports Bar in Johnsburg. That's far, bro. Like an hour and 20 minutes away.
Ooh.
I know, trust me. Not my favorite, but do it for the fans. Do it for Fox 32. Do it for the Bears in the post game. And hopefully we'll be talking about a winner, because the Bears need to bounce back. And they cannot end up 0-2 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That would just be, oh my goodness. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? No, let's not even go. Let's just talk about how they fared this weekend and how they ended up beating the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the Vikings seemed overconfident. Like, there was no way they were going to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're like, we won, you know, 100 games last year. We're not going to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Kirk Cousins, I don't know if it's just me, but as that game progressed and as we got to the end, all I could think to myself was, I cannot wait to watch this episode on quarterbacks, even though he's not going to be on there next year. But I just would wish I could see, like, what they were talking about in that situation, because man, what a game. It was a good one, and it put fear in the hearts of all Chicago Bears fans. But when you're looking at the stat lines, I mean, Baker Mayfield, 21 for 34, 173 yards, two tutties. Rashad White, their leading running back, 17 carries, 40 yards. The longest run they had all day last week Sunday was 6 yards. Bruh, that's bad. 6 yards was your longest. Justin Fields falls forward for more than 6 yards. So that's interesting.
Bears' run defense needs some confidence. They need to go in there and clamp down more than Minnesota's defense.
That's the hope. But the issue is, if they can't put any pressure on Baker Mayfield, will he dissect the Bears' secondary the same way he did the Minnesota Vikings? Mike Evans, 6 catches, 6 yards with a tutty, targeted 10 times. Chris Godwin targeted 6 times, caught 5 of those for 51 yards. But when you're looking at the defensive side of the ball, right, that's what we really need to be pointing out. They only had 1 sack last week. Obviously, Kirk Cousins, a magician with the football, able to get it out early as possible. But they did have 3 pass deflections. And that's from Kirk Cousins, who's extremely accurate. So let's just hope that none of those turn into interceptions, because Christian Eisen, he did get an interception, and he also had a pass deflection. So he was all over the ball. So the things we ought to be looking at as the Bears are heading into this matchup against Tampa Bay. And we get to continue the conversation about the Chicago Bears with our next guest. She will be joining us and talking primarily about the NFC North. That's what she covers for Fox Sports. And I'm curious if after one game, do the Packers or after 1 weekend, I should say, who does she feel is going to be atop the NFC North when the season is over? Carmen Vitale joins the show. Do not go anywhere as she gives us all her insights on the NFC North. That's next, right here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.